Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. And today we have another very special program. We're continuing to air a seminar that I taught in Phoenix, Arizona back in January 2012. And I've entitled this teaching, Don't Limit God Times 10. And the reason I gave it that title is because it was 10 years ago when the Lord told me I was limiting Him. I changed, and I mean our ministry has grown more than 10 times in 10 years. It is tremendous what God is doing. And I'm just sharing these things by way of testimony, but I'm teaching it so that you can also take the limits off of God in your life. On today's broadcast, I'm going to specifically share with you about in the very beginning of my ministry, how I was an introvert. I couldn't look at a person in the face. And God spoke some things to me. I had an encounter with the Lord where God came in my room. And God said, don't you ever say I'm a child. Don't you ever confess your inadequacies. And I tell you, I mean, it rang my bell. And it's now been nearly 40-something years, and I've never said that. And God has changed my life. And I know that there's people that God wants to change your life too. So I think this will really, really bless you. Again, this is a teaching I did in Phoenix, Arizona, January 2012, entitled, Don't Limit God Times 10. You know, when I started in ministry, one of the things that I did, nobody else would listen to me, so I started going to nursing homes. And they will let anybody preach in a nursing home and in prisons. And I went to nursing home and prisons every week. And it was really good for me. I remember some of these people. I remember this one lady who she was so proper. You could tell that she was very, very well-to-do when she was younger. She always was picture perfect. Every hair was in place. She wore expensive clothes. And she was a very proper lady. And I'd go see her, and yet she'd spend the whole time I was there just crying. And talking about I used to be somebody important. People used to come and seek me out. I had friends. And she says, it's been months since anybody comes to see me. And this woman was just sitting there waiting on death, struggling. And man, I remember looking at that and thinking, God, I don't want my life to be this way. And you know what? You may not, it may be uncomfortable to talk about it, but every one of you are headed to old age. And again, I don't believe you have to be decrepit and sick, but you know what? You are going to get old. And is your life going to be about just working a job and then when they retire you, are you going to have no purpose? Is your life over? Are you just going to sit there and wait on death? Man, I don't want that. I don't think you want that. But that's where a lot of you are headed because you are afraid to step out of the boat. You're afraid to follow what God is telling you. You're taking the easy way out. You got your retirement. You got your pension plan. I've had people come to me before and say, God told me to come to your school, but I've still got 5 years before I can retire. And if I was to leave right now, then I'd lose some of my pension. And I say, God can give you a lot more than your pension. God knew that you still had 5 years to go, and He called you now. He told you now. I said, why do you limit God by all of these kind of things? But see, we've got fear. Well, I might not have this. You're counting on your Social Security. Man, if you can't believe God for something more than Social Security, I'm not sure God needs you. I opted out of Social Security when I was 20 years old and I hadn't got a penny coming. And you know what? God's taken care of me. Everything we own is paid for. You do not have to limit yourself about to your pension plan. And some of you, but all of my money's in the stock market and look what's happened in the stock market. Man, God's bigger than that. See, we have these fears. We're afraid to get out of the boat, but the boat's sinking. If you would look at it logically, what's the difference in being out on the water and in the boat?
The boat was full of water. They were drenched too. There's no difference. You can actually get to where it's exciting. It's exciting to be out there saying, God, if you don't come through, I'm going to make a huge splat. It's exciting. You know, the scripture talks about that you can become addicted to the ministry of the saints. And I've actually reached a place that when everything is going normal and everything's going good and I hadn't got any challenges and God hadn't asked me to do something that's bigger than me, it's boring. You know what I like is when, man, you're holding on for dear life saying, oh, Jesus. It's exciting. It's a great way to live. You know, I'm a pretty bland person. And people think I don't ever do anything. But, you know, everybody's got to have some outlet. I go four-wheeling over these mountain passes where it's a 1,000-foot drop right straight down and your wheel is partway over the thing and you're on shale and it's scooting and stuff like this. I just think that's awesome. I drove across a gorge. It was 100 or 200 feet deep and you had to make a right-hand turn and there's only two steel beams across the gorge. No planks across it. And I drove my pickup across there. It's exciting. Jamie was kind of screaming a little bit. And she has refused to ever let me go over the devil's punch bowl again. That's what the name of that was. But you know what? I like that. To me, it's exciting. It's exciting serving God. Man, if your life doesn't have a little bit of excitement in it, just run up a white flag and say, God, I'll go anywhere, do anything, whatever you want, and then follow through on it. And I guarantee you, God will make your life exciting. Amen. But I might fail. You might. But God is not going to fall off His throne. Scripture says that a righteous man will get up 7 times. Amen. You don't have to be afraid of stuff. God will make you look good. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16:9 that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to show Himself strong in behalf of those who are perfect in His sight. Perfect doesn't mean that you're sinless. It's talking about people that are committed to God. And God, I'll do anything. I'll say whatever. I'll go wherever. You just tell me what to do and I'll follow you to the best of my ability. God is looking throughout the whole earth. Did you know that the eyes of the Lord are in this room tonight? Going from way over here at this corner, going through this place, and He's examining your hearts right now. And He says, is there anybody who would be willing to risk it all, to just give it up, to follow me? He's looking. Your response ought to be, God, look no further. Here I am. Dwight L. Moody went to a service in Chicago and heard a man preach, and the man made this statement. He says, the world has never seen what God could do through one person who is totally committed to Him. And Dwight L. Moody stood up and said, I'll be that man. And you know what? He only had a 3rd grade education. Dwight L. Moody could barely read. When he would preach, he would read a passage of Scripture up to a word that he didn't know what it was, and he'd stop and preach on it. And then he'd start on the other side of that word so that people wouldn't know that he couldn't read. This man, he was rejected from 3 churches. He tried to join 3 churches, and they didn't consider him to be a good enough Christian to be a member of the church. And they rejected him from being a member. And yet this man preached to crowds of 150,000 before they had microphones. He preached to kings. He impacted every continent on the face of the earth and was the Billy Graham of his day and saw miracle after miracle and awesome things happen because he decided that I'm going to be that man. I'm going to go for it. And God used him. There are people right here in this room that you have desires in your heart, visions, things that if you didn't have any restrictions, you would do something different. But fear is making you limit yourself and limit what God can do because you're afraid that, you know, you might not prosper as much as you are now. You're afraid that people might criticize you, that something might happen. I tell you what, that's a terrible thing. I believe that when it's my turn to go, I'm not going to have a single vision or thing that God has told me to do that I'm not in the process of doing. I forget if it was Mario Murillo or anyway, it's one of these Christian motivational speaker type guys that says that if you want to go to a place on the earth that has the most potential, go to a graveyard. Because the vast majority of people take their full potential to the grave. They didn't ever realize it. I'm believing that when it comes my turn to go, that I'm going to have gotten rid of everything on the inside of me that God has put on the inside of me. I can truthfully tell you right now, I am in the process. I hadn't accomplished it, but I'm in the process of doing everything that God has put in my heart. And I know that as I continue to grow, He'll give me more things. I hadn't arrived, but I've left. I'm moving in that direction. And I can truthfully say there is not a single thing that God has put in my heart that I'm not in the process of trying to do. And yet there are hundreds of people in this room that you've got dreams and goals that you have just set aside and you have let life limit you and you have limited God and you're setting them aside because after all, you've got to be practical. I tell you, you're playing it way too safe. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is the real deal. You need to go for it. You need to take the limits off of God and you need to get out of the miserable situation that you're in. And again, I know that I praise God for you. I know it's a Friday night and here it's not Sunday morning. This isn't the nod to God crowd. You're the fanatics. Are you a drug here by a fanatic? I'm not trying to criticize you, but you know what? I can guarantee you, I've taught on this before and I've given invitations and asked how many people know that you aren't reaching your potential and that you aren't doing what God's really put in your heart. And I've given invitations and had 80 to 90% of a crowd like this stand up and admit that they don't know for sure that they're doing what God called them to do. How can you live like that? You know, it has been 44 years since I have done my own thing. For 44 years, I've been following the leadership of God to the best of my ability. I hadn't done it perfectly, but I've been seeking to follow God, and it has been awesome. I have seen wonderful things happen. I just can't even relate to people who are living their life and just letting circumstances dictate. You go out and just get a job because you've got to make a living and you don't have a purpose. You don't know that God put you there. You aren't doing what God's equipped you for. You aren't reaching your full potential. I tell you what, that's not life. That's not living. You're just surviving. There's something more than that. God wants you to be practical. You need to take care of yourself and your family, but in the process, start dreaming. Start believing God for these dreams in your heart to come to pass. Start saying, Father, show me. Show me how I can make my life count. I want it to be that when I die, somebody misses me and says things were better because Andrew was around instead of saying, well, praise God, he's gone. Won't have to listen to his griping, complaining anymore. Man, your life ought to be touching people. It ought to be making something count. And yet many of us are just living a normal, quote unquote normal, which is super substandard life because we're afraid of taking the risk. We're afraid that you might fail. God, I can guarantee you this. God will call you to do something that's beyond yourself. He called me to minister to people, and I was an introvert and couldn't even look at a person in the face and talk to them. And now I talk to millions of people. God's asking me to do things that I can't do, and you know what? It makes me depend upon Him. I can promise you, if you're just doing what you can do, you've missed God. God is calling you for something special. And there is going to be risk involved. And many of you are just afraid to take a risk. The perfect love of God will cast out fear. If you really knew the plans that God has for you and what He wants to do with your life, I can promise you it would be greater than what you're doing. It would be more fulfilling. You would be more satisfied. There is a satisfaction and contentment that comes when you know that you're doing what God called you to do, that you'll never have that satisfaction when you're doing your thing and just doing what opportunity presents. You need to get rid of this fear of failing and recognize that if you aren't stretching yourself and seeking after God's will for your life with everything you've got, you are failing. That's failure. And somebody's thinking, well, you're a preacher, you're a fanatic, you're a full-time person. That's okay for you, but the rest of us, we got to make a living. You know, the Scripture says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. This is by the goodness of God, not condemnation. God's not trying to make you feel bad. But by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Him, which is your reasonable service. One translation says your normal Christian duty. This isn't just for the full-time preachers, for the ministers. This is for every Joe Blow and Jane Doe Christian. Every one of us, it's our normal Christian duty. Jesus died for you. We should live for Him. You ought to commit yourself, and there ought to be no question. If the Lord asks you for something, it's yours. God, I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything. Whatever you want me to do. If you haven't reached that place, you know what? You're limiting God. And many times it's just because you're afraid of what's He going to ask me to do. What's it going to cost me? I guarantee you, God will never let you outgive Him. If you give up something for Him, God will bless you multiple times over. You know, I'm a giver, and I'm around a lot of givers. I was out to eat with Pastor Tom yesterday, and we ate breakfast, and we nearly fought over the ticket. He won. He beat me. But you get around people who are givers, and I've actually before grabbed the bill, and the other guy drugged me away from the table and across the room holding on to this ticket. And it turned out it wasn't even the ticket. It was the dessert menu, but we thought it was a ticket. But you get around a person who's got a revelation of giving, and I guarantee you, you have to fight them. I've seen people before try and pay for the gas, and the other person put their card up there, and he grabbed his card and threw it out in the street. When you find a person who's really understood how blessed it is to give, they will fight you for the opportunity to buy something and to give. And God is the biggest giver that ever existed. That's where all of this came from. And when God sees you give up and yield something and you go someplace, you do something, you put yourself at risk to follow Him, I guarantee you God is never going to let you outgive Him. God will always wind up blessing you more than you ever bless Him. I can just guarantee you that if you give, it will be given back unto you. There is nothing to fear. And any person in here who's struggling and you just seem like you barely are getting by and you can't make it, you haven't yielded yourself and given and really turned your life over to God, or I can guarantee you God will just show off in the way He blesses you. I know that there's hundreds of you in here that could raise your hand and say, amen, brother, I've experienced it. God is good. And so I'm encouraging you tonight to get rid of this fear. How do you get rid of it? Perfect love cast out fear. You need to recognize God made you for a purpose. He designed you for a purpose. You know, the Lord spoke to me in January of 1973, because it was just a few months after Jamie and I got married. We were living in a one-bedroom apartment in Mesquite, Texas. And the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night, had me go in, and I mean God came into that room. And the Lord spoke to me out of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. It says, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, before you came forth out of your mother's belly, I sanctified you and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations." And then Jeremiah said, "Ah, Lord God, I'm a child. I cannot speak." And God said, "Don't you ever say I'm a child. Don't you ever say this. You will go. You will speak." And he says, "If you get afraid of them, I'll confound you in front of them." And did you know, since that night, I've never told people that I couldn't speak. I didn't instantly get rid of the fear, but I started doing it. And anyway, God spoke to me. And the point I was trying to get across was, before he formed me in the womb, before I came forth out of my mother's belly, God had a purpose for me. Paul said the same thing in Galatians 1:15. God, who separated me unto the gospel from my mother's womb. Isaiah said the same thing. This isn't abnormal. It's not, you didn't just happen. You were created by God. And in Psalms 139, when you were still in your mother's womb, it said he knew all of your parts and they were written in his book. God knew everything about you. He created you and designed you for a specific purpose. It's not up to you to just live your life and then you discover that you've got an artistic talent, you've got an administrative talent, you're a people person or whatever, and so you look at your options and you just pick and choose and do what you want to do. God made you for a purpose, and it's up to you to find out what that purpose is. And you cannot fulfill it accidentally. It doesn't just happen by fate. You have to pursue the will of God in order to get it. And it takes revelation. And like I said earlier, God will show you that he's made you for something that you'll think, "No, not me. I can't do it." That's because he'll call you to do something beyond yourself so that it'll make you God dependent. And if you're just looking at your little personality profile test that you took and find out what you're suited for, you're going to miss God. Because there are things on the inside of you that God wants to accomplish. Like me, I couldn't speak in front of people. I couldn't even look at a person and talk to them. And God's calling me to do the exact thing I couldn't do. Called a hick from Texas. That I've had people write in before and say, "I thought you were Gomer Pyle." I've had people make fun of my voice and things. I had one person write in and say, "You are as plain as dirt." And I understood exactly what he's talking about. If I was God, I wouldn't have picked me. I'm not your typical minister. I'm not a charismatic figure. And yet God chose me. And just by responding to him, God has blessed me. He's using my life. There are people that are alive today that would be dead if I wasn't doing what God told me to do. There are people that are beginning to understand the goodness of God, and their lives are being changed. There are miracles happening. And I'm telling you, every one of you were designed by God just as surely as I was. And you got to find out what that is. The only chance you have of reaching your full potential is to do what God created you to do.
What can five people accomplish in 12 short days? More than even they could imagine. During a 12-day mission trip to Uganda, five students from Charis Bible College, Chicago, witnessed firsthand how the love, grace, and power of God could forever change their lives and the lives of those they touched. While on a ministry trip to a hospital in Nakaseki, a remote town about an hour outside Kampala, this group of world changers prayed for and laid hands on the sick, telling them of the love of God and the price Jesus paid for their healing 2,000 years ago. Of the 150 patients in the Nakaseki Hospital, 117 were released that very day, and more than 40 patients received Jesus Christ as their Savior. Find out how God can use you to change the world. Log on to charisbiblecollege.org to learn more about CBC Colorado Springs or any of our CBC Extension schools around the world. Charis Bible College, an extension of Andrew Womack Ministries.
Andrew's complete teaching titled "Don't Limit God Times 10" was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD. Or if you prefer, you can get the DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Every album will also include the Don't Limit God sticker. This reversible static decal will cling to your window or mirror, reminding you not to limit God with small thinking. Remember to specify CD, DVD, or DVD as seen on TV when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The third audio teaching in today's series is titled Fear of Risk Limits God. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. We'd like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Financial Stewardship for a Gift of Any Amount. Contact us today to get your copy. A Spanish version is also available. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be ministering at several locations in Russia between May 24th and May 29th. He'll be in the UK next week for the Grace and Faith Family Conference June 1st through the 4th. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, July 2nd through the 6th. In the New England area, for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 26th through the 28th. And in Chicago, Illinois, for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 16th through the 18th. He'll also be in Toronto and Minneapolis for special one-night-only Gospel Truth rallies, June 15th and 16th.
News Poland. Joseph and Eva Cederstrom have returned to her homeland after 35 years to launch Charis Bible College in the city of Woods. After retiring from Hewlett-Packard in Colorado Springs, they both became world changers at Charis Bible College. Graduating in 2009, they dreamed of taking the almost too good to be true news of God's unconditional love and grace to the land of Eva's childhood. Today, that dream is a reality. Charis Bible College in Woods, Poland is scheduled to open in the fall of 2012. For up-to-the-minute information, go to their website at www.cbcpoland.com.